Hey, I've got some game time tips to share with Frigidaire. When you're hosting during football season, you've got to be ready for every kind of craving. Somebody wants fresh pizza. Somebody wants crispy wings. Somebody's asking if there's sliders. That's when you need more than one call in the playbook. Frigidaire offers ranges and wall ovens with over 15 cooking modes, so you can tackle hosting with confidence. There's stone-baked pizza for restaurant-quality pizza in as little as 2 minutes. Air fry mode for crispy favorites, and air sous vide for juicy tender sliders. Plus, there's slow cook, no preheat, and more. Stone-baked pizza and air fry, both built right in your oven. That's the game time MVP combo. So when you're hosting before kickoff, Frigidaire helps you cover every craving. Available at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Only when using stone-baked pizza mode. Cook time requires preheat and reheat and may vary based on ingredients.
It's Saturday. The tailgate crew is on the way. You've got the cooler iced, comfortable seating, and oof, where's the charcoal for the grill? No worries. That's when Express Delivery from the Home Depot can help. Order in the app or online, get what you need delivered fast, and track it along the way so you can get set up in time for kickoff. Get what you need in 2 hours or less with Express Delivery from the Home Depot. Subject to availability, order select in-stock items by 4 p.m. Restrictions and fees apply.
Weekdays on Disney Plus from noon to 3 Eastern. Miss the show? We've got a podcast so you can listen anytime. But here's the best part. Our YouTube channel. Subscribe at youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show and you'll never miss a moment. Now, on with the show. This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Here we go again.
The Rich Eisen Show.
Guys are like a joke.
From the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles. Earlier on the show, the Ringer NFL insider, Tom Pelissero. Coming up, former NFL head coach, Sean McDermott. CBS NFL analyst, Trent Green. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. Trent Green, hour three. We just had a chat with Tom Pelissero about the upcoming National Football League season. Upcoming in this hour, what's more likely? 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. But we kick off hour number two with the man we last spoke with at the draft, longtime coach in this league. Ladies and gentlemen, Sean McDermott's back on the Rich Eisen Show. Good to see you, Coach. How are you, Sean?
I'm doing great. How about you guys?
I'm doing well. Let's just quickly talk about a little bit what you dropped, if you don't mind me mentioning, on the air. You dropped off the air. Tonight's a big game. We got a big game tonight?
Big game in Charlotte, North Carolina, high school football. Mm-hmm. My son's team, Charlotte Christian, is playing Charlotte Catholic, 7 p.m. tonight. Tune in.
Okay. Follow-up questions. Your son plays what position?
He's a sophomore quarterback. Also plays baseball, but for right now, he's in football.
Okay.
Full-blown football.
All right. And pardon me for asking, but I have to ask, does dad take a helicopter or can you just sit and watch? What do you have?
Yeah, helicopter, that's a thought. I've never really had that thought, but I get up as far into the bleachers as I can. Usually one of the corners away.
Yeah.
Definitely away from my wife. We've agreed to sit separate of one another.
Hey, but, man, you have to know, clearly you have to know your system, right? You got to run the system to be successful, right?
It's funny because I've had some people reach out that want to come to the game.
Yeah.
And actually a coach that I know in college wanted to come to the game. He's not a football coach. He's actually a softball coach. My oldest is a softball player.
Yeah,
headed to Notre Dame next year, and he's like, "Let me come watch your son." And I kind of delayed on getting back to him a little bit, and then he's like, "Hey, that's like I want to come to the game and watch him." And I thought to myself, "You don't know what you're getting yourself into." Like I need to be by myself, away from everyone.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really like to have conversations when they're playing.
Yeah, that's the way I watch football. Right. You know what I mean? Like I'm focused here. But okay, that's pretty cool, man. And I look forward to you being able to enjoy those Friday nights that I'm sure you have not been able to enjoy. You know, because you're locked in. This is a neat aspect of your 2026. And how have you spent your summer, Sean? What have you been up to these days?
Well, how much time do you have, Rich? We've got a lot to, I've got a lot to say here.
Unpack it. What do you got?
Unpack it. And I'm the only guest the rest of the show, right?
So. We're cleared. We're cleared. We have some runway.
I love it. Clear the runway. All right. No, it's been great. It really has. It's been different for sure. When you're a head coach or a leader of any sort, you don't always get the space, to just live life and to reflect. And so what I've been doing a lot of is, at least at the earlier part of this, is reflecting on my journey in Buffalo and in the close to 10 years that we had there, the good things, the things I'd like to do differently in the next go around. And I think that's been very, very powerful and useful for me. And then also doing some other types of reflection as well, which is asking other people in sort of a blind spot type of exercise. People in the building in Buffalo who I respect, and there's a ton of people there that I respect, their opinions. Because sometimes as a head coach, not everything gets to the top of the food chain, right? Mm-hmm. Every story, every truth. And so just going back and probing, because I want to know. I want to know what I don't know, and that's been very useful for me as well. And look, I want to coach again. I want to be a head coach in the NFL, and I've got this burning desire in my heart to win a world championship and to take that to an organization and a fan base. And so, you know, I owe that to myself, but I also owe that to the next organization that I work for, because I want to build on the success that we had in Buffalo.
So if you don't mind me asking, what's the toughest truth you were told that you didn't know?
Yeah, I think, you know, there was so many amazing things, and I was just taken back by it, because you don't initially, you're hunting, you know, the negatives, I guess, the things I can work on. But what came back was I was blown away by a ton of love, I would say, and it's much appreciated. But I would say the hardest truth I got was, and it hit me between the eyes, Rich, was, hey, sharing more of myself, like mm-hmm. sharing more of who Sean really is. And it's not that I didn't do that on a coaching level, but on a personal level, like dropping my guard a little bit and really just showing them my true self as a person. And I think that just comes from a little bit of getting just so focused on the job and the task at hand. And I think it happens a lot with leaders around our world, quite honestly. And that's some of what I unearthed over the course of the last couple of months as well.
Sean McDermott back here on the Rich Eisen Show. And last we spoke at the draft, I, you know, was reaching out, hey, to have you come back on. And I heard, no, he's going around some training camps to pick some brains of some coaches in the league. What training camps did you hit? Who did you speak with,
Sean? So I hit one spring OTA or mini camp, and then I hit three other training camps just recently. And the first one was somewhat inside of my circle, Rich, and John Harbaugh. And John and I worked together for about 8 years in Philadelphia under Andy Reid. Mm-hmm. And, you know, John is known as this tremendous program builder, right? And system builder. John and my career kind of go a little bit parallel with the fact of him coming out of a place that he was for 15 plus years, experienced tremendous success, and then transitioning to the Giants, obviously. And the one thing that's was different, though, was he decided to get right back in, where I decided to stay out and use the time to reflect. And so I wanted to get hip to hip with John and in the spring and get over and see in the early stages of how he was implementing his systems, the different ways he was structuring certain departments. So John and I sat for the better part of 2 days, really just shared best practices and what he did in Baltimore, what he may be doing differently in New York, and very fruitful time for John and myself. And then from there, this training camp, at the early parts of training camp, I flew out to L.A. to see Sean McVay.
Okay.
know, you always hear about Sean. I've always heard how good of a leader Sean is and how well he connects with his team, both old and young. And so I wanted to get a front row seat and watch him in training camp with his team and watch him move and how he operated in that space. And I'll tell you one thing I took from it, or the biggest thing I took from it, is I asked every player that I came across or every staff member, whether it was a coach, equipment manager, trainer, personnel department, I said, what makes Sean special? And to a person, they said his authenticity, Rich. And that just, it stood out to me. And at one point, I even walked on the other side of the practice field just so I could kind of get alone and just watch Sean move and how he was connecting. And it was just awesome to see, really was. And, you know, these are guys, Sean, and the next one, Ben, and then the last one is Mike McDonald, Ben Johnson, Mike McDonald. Like, these are guys that I wouldn't say were necessarily inside of my coaching circle, right? But what a fraternity coaching is, to where these guys were willing to open their doors to me and share their wisdom. You know, Ben and I, we met in Nashville when the Bears were practicing jointly with the Titans a few weeks ago. And we sat up for probably, in addition to dinner, probably 3 hours just talking about the head coaching position. But more for me with Ben is, hey, let's talk about offense. Let's talk about offensive systems. I'm going to be hiring, hopefully, an offensive coordinator someday here in the future. And I want to know more than I knew before about it. Mm-hmm. And I mean, Ben's one of the best in the business. I think he's, quite honestly, a mastermind of offensive football. The way he built his system is unique. And so we just went back and forth in the hotel room, meeting room, and truly enjoyed our conversation. Ben is one of the best play callers, I believe, in football. And, you know, we went against him in Detroit, and now we practiced against him a year ago when I was in Buffalo, when he was in his first year at Chicago. So I really appreciate his time. And then lastly, more recently, met with Mike McDonald, obviously of Super Bowl fame. And boy, the job that he's done in a short amount of time in Seattle, taking over for Coach Carroll and the culture that was built under Coach Carroll. And I'm sure keeping some of that, but also putting his own stamp on the organization. And really what I was interested in there was some of the defensive acumen that Mike has and how he's evolved over the years with his defense. But even more important than that was really just what his evolution has been from year one, kind of where they were hitting some turbulence, to year two and winning a Super Bowl. And that's really what I'm after as a head coach. I've done just about everything else, but I'm after a world championship. And so I wanted to hear from Mike, his thoughts.
Oh, man. So I got a lot of follow-up questions. Let's start right there with Mike McDonald and how, you know, the through line that I think we're finding out here from your self-scout to what you said about McVay and you know, being authentic, right? And McDonald seeming to come out a little bit of a shell. I don't know if it's because I'm seeing him on Hard Knocks or anything like that, but that seems to be a development for him and how he has related to his players. But the defensive scheme side of things, because, again, his defense was outstanding last year, like top shelf. And now here they come again. And now it's year three of his system. And I'm wondering, what did you glean? What's his superpower in calling these plays and, designing his system, Sean?
Well, you're spot on. Let's go to the kind of the interpersonal part of Mike. I've witnessed the same thing. On Hard Knocks, you're seeing Mike kind of be vulnerable with his team in those team meetings, on the practice field. And even that came across when he and I were having our conversation. And I think that's a superpower in and of itself, right? Being vulnerable, or not afraid to be vulnerable with your team. I mean, the NFL is a alpha league, and yet at the same time, we're all humans. And that's an important component to leadership. And with Mike, in terms of the scheme, and I mean, he's been around so many people in his career. And he made a great point when we were talking, Rich. He said, you know, I said, Mike, I don't remember when you were around, and I don't want to give away everything, but around this coach. And he said, I wasn't. And he kind of started smiling. And he said, you know what? He said, when you coach in college, people in the NFL talk. And whereas they don't necessarily talk NFL coach to NFL coach all the time, just because we're playing each other, it's very competitive in that way, as you know. But when you're in college, they'll share. And so when Mike consequently was at Michigan, he talked to a lot of NFL coaches, defensive coaches that shared some of what they do and kind of some of the way that their systems were built. And so, again, credit to Mike and the way he's built that system. It's unique to him in a lot of ways, but there's also carryover to other systems that are lurking out there as well.
You mentioned, speaking of unique, Sean McDermott here on the Rich Eisen Show. When you spoke with Ben Johnson, you said the way that he's layered and created his offensive system is unique. What is that? Walk me through it.
Well, again, I want to be respectful of Ben. And, you know, when you build something, it's just it becomes your own. And, you know, I got to know Ben, the person, as well. And what I've seen and how I've tied what he said to what I watched on film or what I watched then when he practiced against Tennessee, Rich, was this intensity. There's certainly creativity, but there's this intensity of expectation. And it's getting in and out of the huddle and doing the little things right. And I can relate to that. I mean, it's very relatable from the standpoint of having a standard of excellence in everything and anything you do. You're trying to meet that standard on a daily basis. And he leads his team with that. And he certainly leads his offense. And they play that way. They're a reflection of their head coach. And so I was very impressed overall by Ben and the time we were able to spend together.
Yeah, he's intense though, right? I mean, like, that's real, right?
It is real. Years ago when I was, look at it. I love that, man. Shirt off, right? But that's vulnerable. That's vulnerability right there.
I'd say so.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, you better have maybe worked out, done a couple push-ups or something if you're going to rip your shirt off and right. on camera, right?
Right.
But no, he's a guy's guy, and as smart as he is and as cerebral as he is, that intensity relates to the players. And when you can do that and, like I said, connect with them, it's very powerful. So at the end of the day, man, he's had a tremendous amount of success. Mike has had a tremendous amount of success, and they're both young in terms of, you know, head coach tenure, and they both have bright futures.
You mentioned John Harbaugh a few minutes left here with Sean McDermott on the Rich Eisen Show and how you spent time with him and you've known him for a long time and how, you know, you were probing for what he might be doing differently. Well, clearly he's doing something different for the Giants players who are new to the way he does things himself. A lot of talk about the number of padded practices from Giants players. What does that indicate? Why do that? Why would a coach do that and say, I'm here, I'm new, we're padding up as much as possible, we're gonna do that? Why?
Well, again, it's you go with what you know, you go with what you believe in. I mean, listen, this is John's second go around, so he's not going to be somebody that he's not. He's not going to try and do things to make sure that, hey, people like him, for example, like, hey, taking it easy on the players. He's going to do what he believes in. And then that kind of likability grows when you're accomplishing the ultimate goal of winning. Right. So John's vetted his systems over the years for 15 plus years, like I said, in Baltimore, and he's done it at a high level. He's won a Super Bowl. And what I could tell early on was he was going to do it his way. That's always been John. And it was important for him to lay that foundation early. The thing that I love about John, too, is he's a great communicator, right? Like, he may be having players and pads more than they're used to, perhaps. But at the end of the day, he knows the process that leads to winning. And so if I'm a player or I'm a coach, and if you're out there on the field and it's getting long, we've been out there a long time, as long as you know it's necessary because it leads to winning. So the process is on target to get you to win games, I don't think there's many people that would complain with that approach.
So you're saying if you pat them up, you don't explain what it is, or you're not as communicative in other areas, players are like, what gives with this guy, as opposed to I'll pat up, I'll sweat my ass off, it doesn't matter, right?
That's right. Yeah, the players and everyone at the end of the day, they want to know the why, right? Uh-huh. This is what we're doing, but we'd like to know the why. Once we know the why, we may disagree, but at least we know and understand why we're doing something. So they can attack at full speed with that in mind.
Last two questions for you, Sean. Straight up sports talk radio questions. Are you ready? Here we go.
I'm ready. Let's
hit
it.
Here we go. When you've got Aaron Donald and Myles Garrett and Stafford and Puka and Devontae, you see where I'm going with this. You saw him, although you didn't see Donald, right? But you saw what's going on with the Rams. How do they not win at all, Sean?
Need parts fast? O'Reilly Auto Parts has fast. Need them now? We've got now. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. We're O'Reilly fast. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Rich Eisen here. Running a small business means every hire matters. A bad hire costs time and money, but the right one helps your business grow. The challenge? Finding that person without sorting through resumes. That's where LinkedIn Hiring Pro comes in. It screens candidates so you can focus on conversations with qualified talent. With Hiring Pro, you can hire with confidence and build the team you need. Join the 2.7 million small businesses using LinkedIn to hire. Get started by posting your job for free at linkedin.com/Eisen. Terms and conditions apply. Rich Eisen here for Gusto. After all these years talking to athletes, coaches, entertainers, and people at the top of what they do, one thing is pretty clear. Success usually depends on getting the details right. For small business owners, that includes payroll, hiring, onboarding, benefits, you know, the work that keeps everything moving, even if it's not the reason you started the business in the first place. That's why there's Gusto. Gusto is online payroll and benefits software built for small businesses. It's all-in-one, remote-friendly, and incredibly easy to use, so you can pay, hire, onboard, and support your team from anywhere. Automatic payroll tax filing, simple direct deposits, health benefits, commuter benefits, workers' comp, 401k, you name it. Gusto makes it simple and has options for nearly every budget. And it's all built to save you time with built-in automated tools for offer letters, onboarding docs, direct deposit, and more. Plus, you get unlimited payroll runs for one monthly price. No hidden fees, no surprises. Try Gusto today at gusto.com/rich and get 3 months free when you run your first payroll. That's 3 months of free payroll at gusto.com/rich. One more time, gusto.com/rich. Do they win
it
all?
Well, it is, to your point. I mean, listen, those. I think any coach would love to have that lineup, that roster, and it's to some extent an embarrassment of riches, right, in terms of what they've been able to do, how they've been able to construct the roster. They have a great head coach, great GM in Les Snead, and what he's been able to do there. And so the great part about all that is the influence and the impact that those players are going to have, not only on the field, but in that locker room, right? And so I think people don't always talk about that, but that's just as important as anything, because that's what leads to success on the field, is how that locker room is and the leadership that comes from veteran players who have been there and done that, like those guys that you mentioned have. And so, I mean, he's got built-in player-driven leadership, which is highly impactful. And listen, there's other teams out there, though, that I feel strongly about as well. And
Who are they?
I think Buffalo. I think Buffalo. I really do. I think Buffalo. Listen, when we left, we were this far away from getting to a Super Bowl and winning one. Now, with what they've done, the moves that Brandon Bean has made and the activity they've had on the roster just over the last, you know, X amount of months is, I think, been very important. And so I think if you're betting on a Super Bowl contender, they're certainly one of them. I don't see why you wouldn't bet on them, because the games at the end of the day have to be played, right? It's one thing on paper, but it's another thing to play the game. So,
is that your Super Bowl prediction? Is that it? Bills Rams?
It'd be Bills Rams. That'd be a great Super Bowl. Bills Rams. And listen, people ask me all the time, hey, do you still root for your old team? And I said, why wouldn't I? Right? Of course I do. I mean, the impact that you want to have as a head coach on a team and a community, that's one thing. But man, oh man, the impact that that team, that building and that community had on me and my family, we'll remember that for the rest of our lives, Rich. And that's part of sports, right? The wins and the losses are important, but it's like the impact you leave or that is left on people and the fan base and them on you. And that's the real part of sports.
So then that leads me to my final question and my last sports talk radio question for you is Joe Brady's biggest challenge to get them to the spot where, you know, Bill's Mafia wants to die happy. Sean, you've heard that phrase all the time. What's that kid coach, if you don't mind? I mean, I shouldn't call him that. He's a grown ass man, but he's a young coach. What's his biggest challenge, do you think?
Yeah, he is a grown ass man. And it's interesting because every coach in the NFL, whether you're a head coach or assistant coach, coordinator, what position coach, every coach in the NFL has some level of pressure on them, just some more than others. And there's not many that come into a job basically, you know, standing at the doorstep and knocking on the door of the Super Bowl. When I came into a job, there was a 17-year playoff drought. Most coaches come into a job where the organization is sick or unhealthy in some way. Joe's coming into a job in a unique fashion. And I think they are well positioned. And listen, I know Joe's going to do a phenomenal job. He spent 4 years in our building, and that's an advantage in and of itself. And I have all confidence in Joe Brady moving forward for the Buffalo Bills.
But what, a challenge is what? Like game action? When to challenge? When to move? Like what is it?
You can take notes. But until you're in the position, right, until you're in the shoes on the sideline, that every experience is a new experience because you've never really done it full speed live, right? And so the game situation, situational football, making decisions, making adjustments. Listen, like I said, Joe's a smart guy and he works hard. So those are two great qualities. But until you've done it, you don't have the experience that you get on the job.
What a pleasure chatting with you again, Sean. Have a great time tonight at your kids' game.
Look forward to it, buddy.
You know,
thanks so much, and we'll see you guys soon.
May you and your wife find the proper seating. Take care. We'll chat
again
soon.
I'll do my best.
You bet. Ladies and gentlemen, that's Sean McDermott right here on the Rich Eisen Show. That was outstanding. So much fun. Coaches talking to coaches, man.
It's cool.
A SoFi personal loan is here to help you achieve something once thought impossible, overcoming high-interest credit card debt. Walk the tightrope of your finances with one low fixed-rate monthly payment, no fees required, and as soon as the same-day funding. That's right. Pull off your own debt-defying stunt with a SoFi personal loan. Visit SoFi.com/trick to learn more. Loans originated by SoFi Bank N.A. member FDIC. Terms and conditions apply. NMLS 6968. 91-844-204-RICH, number to dial. Phone calls, what's more likely, still to come.
The Rich Eisen Show podcast.
Be hosting it.
Right, right.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, 844-204-RICH, number to dial here on the program. Manny in El Paso, one of our favorites. Manny. What's up, Manny? How are you?
Buenos dias, amigos. How is everybody?
We're great. How are you doing? You're always happy, man.
All joking aside, everyone give yourself a round of applause because this week the guests have been amazing. The show has been amazing. So I loved it, man.
Thanks, Manny. We're just trying to put a fresh coat of paint on every day.
It's amazing, sir. So I've noticed something, Mr. Eisen. You've spoken things into existence.
I try.
The Knicks winning a championship, Aaron Donald back, sort of. So please keep talking about the Cowboys. It's just a bummer. It's just a bummer that they cut Shiaz Pete. The kid was 6'9". That could have helped us against Donald, who's 6'1", and Garrett is 6'4", I believe. You can't coach size.
Yeah.
Regardless, wherever the kid ends up, I wish him the best of luck. So,
me
Mr.
Too.
Eisen,
yes,
I
sir.
Have your three questions for you, sir.
Oh, wow. Okay.
All right. Number one, there's a multiple choice. Who gets the first win between the Browns, the Dolphins, the Falcons, or the Jets? That's number one. Number two, great job hosting as usual, the NHL Hall of Fame inductees. Sir, are there any other Hall of Fame ceremonies that you may want to host, or other award shows for that matter, like the Oscars, anything like that? Mm-hmm. And number three, who is going to be the Rocky Balboa to the Ivan Drago? Who gets that right hook that cuts Drago? Who gets the win first against the Rams? The reason I ask this, I remember when Mr. Cooper Ivan asked you that with Jarrett on the Rams, if they would go undefeated. You answered no. Now with Donald in the mix, which I dubbed Cooper's concoction of chaos and concussions, does this change your answer?
Ladies
That's all
gentlemen.
I have, sir. I want to hear your answers.
All right,
let's all
on.
Be safe. Let's all be kind. Let's watch some sports, guys. Have a good weekend.
Right,
happy
Manny,
Labor Day.
Here are my answers.
Hey,
man. Did he hang up? Is he gone?
Yep.
Did that answer your question? I don't think it's fair to put the Falcons in with the other teams like that. Falcons are a good team, man.
They don't have a starting quarterback.
I get it.
I know. I'm just saying.
But
it's an important position.
Falcons are
very
that
talented.
Answer.
Yeah.
Oscars is another answer. I would love to host the Oscars or The Price is Right. Either one of those two would be fine. And the Eagles get the first win over the Rams.
Eagles.
Week four.
Week four?
Yeah. Or week three, Denver. Those are some tough opponents, man.
Yeah, tough road games.
You could even say next Thursday they can lose to San Francisco. Any given Sunday. Any given Sunday, or in this case, wait a minute, Thursday, Monday, or Sunday.
Wednesday.
Or Friday, technically, when they're playing.
And Wednesday. They have a Wednesday game.
Yeah, I mean, put it up again. Put that up one more time. I see a Thursday, a Monday, a Sunday, a Friday, and a Wednesday. And a possible Saturday.
And
really, Tuesday's the only day of the week they're not going to be playing a game this year. So, yeah, I mean, those are all very feasible. It's time for What's More Likely here on a Friday Rich Eisen Show. It's not just any Friday. It's the Friday of Labor Day weekend,
oh,
the
baby.
Friday before week one.
Oh, baby.
It's time for What's More Likely, presented by Pella Windows and Doors. Hit it, please.
What?
What's More Likely?
Never say never, but never.
All right. What do you got over there, Christopher?
Hey, guys. Happy Friday. Let's do it. Semi-season preview. Also, the two games next week because they take place before Friday.
Fantastic. Oh, and by the way, a competitor is using our content for a conversation right now.
No way.
Yeah, I'm watching all the other shows.
Amazing.
This is great.
Look at us.
What's more likely?
More likely NFC North quarterback to throw for 4,000 yards this year, Caleb Williams or Kyler Murray?
Oh, I'll go Caleb. He almost did it last year. I was thinking of my top five, you know, things that would blow my mind. I almost put passing leader Caleb Williams until Ooh. I thought to myself, that's not a stretch. I mean, he almost had 4,000 yards last year. So let's just see Kyler play football before we anoint that he's just, oh, all he needed was Kevin O'Connell and the Minnesota Vikings, as if his cupboard with Trey McBride and DeAndre Hopkins was completely bare in Arizona.
Wasn't Arizona like,
he had nothing.
They were the last undefeated team one year.
They were until Aaron Rodgers strolled in, right? One, I think it was a Thursday night, if I don't remember. If I,
were they 7-8-0, something
I
like that?
Get it. You know what I mean? Like, can we just wait a minute?
No, two number
can
one
we pick. Just see it?
Kyler's thrown for over 3,700 yards four times.
I get it. I'm not saying he's not capable of doing it. Let me just see it first before I've already seen it with Caleb. He almost had 4,000 yards in this system with these players and this coach last year. What else, Chris?
All right, talk about it all the time.
Yes.
A division might get three playoff teams. More likely division to get three playoff teams. The NFC North or the AFC West?
I'll go AFC West. I'll go AFC West. That's more likely to me. Denver can win the Super Bowl. Chargers can get there and win it.
They can make
it. If it all works out. And the Chiefs have shown that they can do that on occasion, frequently. Not too long ago. So I'll go that way. Man, again, the Packers are always a better collective than when you look at their roster, right?
Right.
You're looking at their roster, you're like, really? Okay, I see it. Yeah. Like that sort of Alonzo Mourning gift that I keep mentioning on this show, apparently. Mm-hmm. Right? And then when is Josh Jacobs coming? Let's not forget how many times the highly successful Packers would just give the ball to Jacobs a touch on an 8-play, 9-play, 10-play drive to start the game 8, 9, 10 times.
He's great in the...
I know.
Yeah, great inside the 10.
And so I'm concerned about him. And then the Vikings last year were playing, you know, well enough without quarterback play, or just assuming the quarterback play is going to change it. So... AFC West. What else, Chris?
More likely Ohio State wide receiver to have more yards this season. JSN, Chris Olave, or Jeremiah Smith?
Great question. I'll go JSN. I'm going to be respectful of the reigning offensive player of the year with a mostly intact returning offense with a new offensive coordinator, albeit. With Sam Darnold as the thrower of the football.
Okay.
I will do that. But if I had to rank them, I'd go JSN, Jeremiah Smith, Olave.
Start bench cut.
Because there's availability questions frequently, unfortunately, for Olave.
Sure.
And a second-year quarterback there. Just saying.
Could be fun.
See what I did there?
Yeah.
See what I did there?
More likely, you know, Super Bowl.
I didn't appreciate the question, though. I was having a good day.
You're having a good day. Talk about Ohio State receivers, really? More likely, Super Bowl head coach.
More likely. I prefer to talk about that, or I don't prefer to talk about that. What's more likely, Chris?
Can you tell your son, because he's on the clock in 2 weeks.
He's in class.
Some things are more important.
He's in class. The kid is learning, and it's a school.
He's not learning
that
anything.
Is worth its weight
the
because
first
they take
week
their
of school.
Phones away.
It's the first week of school. We got fantasy drafts. More likely, Super Bowl head coach to win more games in the new spot: Mike McCarthy or John Harbaugh?
Oh gosh!
Number four on your list. Giants win the NFC East.
That's number four in terms of mind-blowing.
Mind-blowing.
Mind-blowing. Oh, boy. I'll go McCarthy just because of, come on, look what the team he's inherited did last year. The other one would just, like, as John Harbaugh said, and I love this quote, he said this week that their mission statement is to be the best team in the NFL and prove it. Because he knows the way it works, man. But I'll just take Mike McCarthy at this point for this year, right? Just for this year?
Just for this year.
Thank you.
Yeah, just this year.
Got it.
More likely to win NFL MVP, one of the four recent quarterbacks or the field?
The most recent
NFL MVP.
Two have won it.
Mahomes, Lamar, Allen, and Stafford, or the field?
I just got to take the field. I'll take the field.
Interesting.
What's more likely? It's the odds. I'm not saying these guys are not that good.
These are the
They're
last
standing.
Six, seven winners? Interesting.
I don't know. I'll just do that.
Okay.
I don't know.
I thought for sure you'd take one of those guys.
No, I mean, I've got a vote.
I know.
I might give it to Drake May this time around.
I doubt it. Darnold.
Definitely not giving it to Herbert if he's not one of the two clear MVPs. I don't know why I keep giving poor Sam some flack. You know what? Because you and my son give me flack. I don't appreciate it.
I think I'm going to more direct my flack toward Orlovsky.
Okay.
More likely, I guess Tom might sort of answered this question.
Or Flacksky?
More likely to play week one in Australia, Aaron Donald or George Kittle?
Why does this have to be a choice? Why would I even know? What am I, a doctor?
I don't know.
I'm not a doctor.
I'm just asking you to speculate.
I don't even play one on TV. What do I know? One guy's there and the other guy might not be. They're both playing.
That's what I said.
They're both playing.
I'm kind of answering.
They're both playing. That's what's likely. All right? Get out of here.
All right.
Don't speak anything like that into existence.
More likely to be the higher total. Seahawks sacks on Drake May or Drake May completions to A.J. Brown?
Oh, I'll go sacks. I'll go sacks.
So in the Super Bowl, he was sacked six times.
I'll go sacks. You know whose birthday you don't want it to be next Wednesday?
Will Campbell.
That's correct. You know the phrase as to whose birthday it is?
Let's see.
You ever heard that phrase, Jay?
No.
It's a football phrase, or at least the one that I kept hearing from Deion and Marshall and Irv and Sapp. Oh, it's his. They were watching the game. They go, "Oh, it's his birthday." I'm like, "What do you mean? Is it really his birthday?" No, no. That's basically when a team sees somebody who can be exploited on the other side of the football, and they're just going to keep making it that person's problem all day. It's
got
his
it.
Birthday.
Don't want to be his birthday.
You don't want to have it be your birthday in it's the NFL.
His actual birthday is in January.
Got it. What else you got? Thank over
last one. More likely, I guess this is good for TJ now since he just took him. More likely that Christian McCaffrey scores two touchdowns.
I said
two. I said two touchdowns. Or Myles Garrett has two sacks.
I said two.
Hmm.
I got McCaffrey in two leagues.
I said two.
All right. I'll go McCaffrey scores two touchdowns.
Oh
baby. I'm
because you thought I'd go the other way.
I deal with passionate Rams.
That's why I said it.
Well, don't say it just to appease.
I want to make you appeased.
I want
you seem pissed at me all week.
Me?
I like it.
Taking a quick break to tell you how Saturday's game time can get a little messy. Your crew just came over to watch. Snacks on the table, drinks in hand, and somebody celebrating like they just won the whole season and beyond. And when that energy gets going, your walls can end up taking the hit. Whether it's a big spill or a noticeable scuff, that's where Behr Ultra Interior Paint comes in. It adds an extra durable, stain-blocking finish that helps your walls hold up for the whole season. It also delivers outstanding coverage and hide in fewer coats with easy application and a smooth, even finish that goes on clean from the first pass. Plus, that easy, clean finish helps walls stay looking new longer. So before the next kickoff, give your space game-ready defense and coverage that goes the distance. Behr Ultra, only at the Home Depot.
The greats don't shy away from change. They attack it head-on with confidence, preparation, and a clear strategy. KPMG LLP and their transformation professionals work with organizations across industries using their advanced AI to help them move faster, work smarter, and adapt with purpose. Because in today's business environment, winning teams don't react to change, they shape it. Learn more at visit.kpmg.us/velocity.
Just because Adam Silver spanked your favorite basketball team doesn't make you take it out on me.
Well, yeah, exactly. Why would I take it out on you?
You need to leave them weird. Boys, TJ.
What's More Likely is brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors. When it comes to your home, Pella Windows and Doors always have the winning game plan. That's why your neighbors trust them. Visit Pella.com/Eisen. More phone calls, and I believe the man who's taking the calls on our behalf would like to come out here and play a win-loss game before he beats it on the LAX. Trent Green also coming up.
The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.
You know, every 36 minutes, a child in the United States is diagnosed with cancer, which means some of the bravest warriors you're ever going to meet aren't professional athletes or superheroes. They're the kids in this fight. And that's why we all here are proud to support Hyundai Hope on Wheels. For the past 28 years, with support from Hyundai, their dealers in every new Hyundai sold, Hope on Wheels has contributed over $300 million to childhood cancer research, helping save more than 40,000 kids. Join the fight at HyundaiWarriors.com. 844-204-RICH, again, is the number to connect with us. The phone lines are all lit, which means there's no reason to, you know, sit here and get through to Adam. Because he's sitting right here.
Hey.
Adam Chudwin doing his annual, I'd like to please play the Chicago Bears win-loss game.
Yes.
Before, are you heading back home?
I am, yeah.
You are?
12:45 flight.
Okay, very good. That's here we go. So let's get you out.
Ball,
let's get you out. Right, let's TJ. Get you out. Let's get you through. All right. Play the music, please. All right, Adam. By the way, I was on Waddle and Sylvie yesterday. You were kind enough to say you watched the YouTubes.
Yeah, great interview. Yeah,
I appreciate you saying that, but it really was on them. I was just there, so I didn't get fined. I do love being on with them, and all of Chicago is listening to you right now.
No a lot pressure. Of pressure.
Yeah, I was about to say, what happens when they visit the Carolina Panthers to start the season, sir?
The Panthers always give me joy because that was the trade that got us Caleb Williams. I almost said Wilson because I saw him last night at the Cubs game.
Right.
That's a win. It's a close game. Okay. I think the Panthers will be good, but that's a win.
All right. Vikings at Bears.
I don't trust Kyler Murray. I think the Bears step up in that game. We win our home opener.
2-0. 2-0 now. Home on Monday night against the Eagles.
That's going to be an awesome game. I think we come out strong. A lot of people are saying, oh, because we beat the Eagles last year, they're going to come back and get us. I disagree with that.
All
we
right.
start 3-0.
3-0.
We're hot.
All right. Bears hosting the Jets.
I don't really need to say anything for that.
4-0 at the Packers.
I hate to say it, but I think Green Bay gets their revenge and we lose that game.
4-1 at the Falcons.
I think that'll be a sneaky, tough game, but we end up pulling away.
5-1. Home for the Patriots on a Thursday night.
Brockman, that's going to be fun.
Let's go.
If we don't go, we got to watch together. That'll be a fun game. Primetime matchup. You have Caleb versus Drake May. I think the Bears win the game.
6-1 at the Seahawks on a Monday night.
That's going to be a very difficult game. As you said, that should have been the opener. I'm happy it's not, though, but I still think we get the loss.
Okay. 6-2, Bucks at Bears.
Baker, they're a good team. They don't play that well in Chicago in terms of, like, the weather. I think the Bears win that game.
Okay. 7-2 off the bye, home for the Saints.
I don't think the Saints are that good. I think the Bears. I think that,
That's a hot take.
Yeah. Wow.
All right.
So you got hot take.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 8-2 home. You're at the Lions on Thanksgiving.
We struggle against the Lions. They dominated us last year, even though we had Ben Johnson. He had a great season. I just don't see us winning that game, unfortunately.
It's the Eberflus game, unfortunately. Although, fortunately, it led you to Ben
Johnson.
Doing
PTSD over here, right?
Home for the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Another good team. We have a tough schedule this year, man. But that's another team where they're going to have to come into Chicago in cold weather. We get the win there.
Okay. At the Dolphins.
I think the Dolphins are probably going to be the worst team in the league. They're in the Arch Manning sweepstakes. We win that game.
10-3 at the Bills on a Saturday night.
Brutal game there. That's going to be very difficult. Hoskins and the Buffalo Bills get the win there. We lose.
Okay. 10-4 home for the Packers on Christmas afternoon.
Wow.
You got Bears, 30 seconds.
Bears, Packers, Christmas. Bears, we get our get back. We win that game.
Okay. Now you've got home for the Lions.
We finally beat the Lions. We win that game.
And then at the Vikings.
I think we end up losing that game.
Okay. You've got them 12-5.
Exciting season. I'm excited for the offense. A little shaky about the defense. Losing Kobe Bryant was huge. But I think Caleb has a MVP quality season.
Okay. There you go. There goes Adam Chudwin, everybody, off to the airport.
Yes.
Trent Green's going to be coming up. Susan's going to join us as well next hour to zoom in about Kathy Engelbert retiring from her commissionership.
Thanks for listening to the Rich Eisen Show podcast. You can watch and listen to the Rich Eisen Show live weekdays from noon to 3 Eastern on ESPN Radio, Disney Plus, and on the ESPN app. The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.
In ESPN's wild world of college football, every Saturday begins with a ritual. And then, the migration turns to mayhem. Predators hunt, territories are defended, rivals clash. In this wild world, legends are unleashed on Saturdays. No one brings you closer to the wild than ESPN. College football on ESPN continues Labor Day weekend. Witness the wild on ABC, ESPN, and the ESPN app.